Eliza Riok of the Washington, D.C.-based Shared Hope International said Georgia actually has some of the nation's toughest laws involving sex trafficking and cracking down on Johns seeking child prostitutes. But Riok pointed out Georgia still allows law enforcement to charge minors with prostitution.
Prostitution is one of the only crimes that I know of that the crime can actually be charged against the victim of the crime, and that's especially egregious when we're talking about victims of human trafficking and children.
Riok says the focus should be on helping victims and providing protective services against traffickers. One of the questions raised at the hearing was how much trafficking is really going on. Gwinnett District Attorney Danny Porter said reliable data is difficult to find.
I'm having a hard time getting my head around what we're talking about here. I mean, each individual deserves treatment, dignity, and there should be resources available. But beyond that, we've never gotten to how many resources need to be available.
A study committee will develop policy recommendations for next year's legislative session. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.